Hello, hello. This is the audio recording for Middle East Engagement Strategy Implementation Plan from 10 a.m. to 10:45 in Hall 1A.
Good morning. Welcome. This is the Middle East strategy update. And my name is Bahar Asmat. I'm the regional VP for ICANN in the Middle East. And I'm joined today by members of the Middle East strategy working group. I'll have them introduce themselves. So I can start with right-hand side. Iftikhar, can you go ahead?
Your name and
affiliation. My name is Sayyid Iftikhar Hussain. I am the member of GAC and also representing the government of Pakistan and also the member of this strategy formulation committee.
Good morning. My name is Sophie Maddens. I'm Senior Director, Global Services of the Internet Society, also in charge of drafting our Middle Eastern strategy.
Hi, Zahid Jamil, Domain Name Dispute Resolution Center. I'm also a member of the BC and a counselor on the GNSO.
Sarmad Hussain, I'm a professor of computer science at Engineering University in Lahore, Pakistan.
And we have one remote speaker. Fahad, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you introduce yourself quickly?
Okay, so good morning, everybody. My name is Fahad Babain. I'm from Jordan. I run the CCTLD of Jordan. I'm also a member of the CCNSO, and I'm a member of the Middle East Strategy Working Group.
Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and start. This is an update on the Middle East strategy work, which started 6-7 months back with a group of volunteers from the ICANN community, representing all stakeholders from governments, business, academia, CCTLD, managers, ISOC chapters, civil society, as well as regional and international organizations. They come from 11 different countries. They have been working on a engagement strategy, ICANN engagement strategy for the region. And we presented a draft strategy in Beijing back in April, and the final strategy document was finalized early May. And since then, the group has been working on the implementation plan, the specific projects and activities that we're going to implement during year one, which is ICANN fiscal year 14. The implementation plan, the full document, has also been posted online. So just to give you a quick background on what was in the strategy, it was a three-year strategy. It highlights the main goals, strategic goals. There were three main goals: fostering engagement, two-way engagement between ICANN and the Middle East community, building a strong and competitive DNS industry, and promoting multi-stakeholder internet governance model in the region. The group also identified three main strategic areas to work on. The domain name industry was one, DNS security and stability was two, and the internet governance ecosystem was the third one. And with each area, there were a specific set of objectives and recommendations that the group have put forward. And then moving to the implementation plan, the group started to look into the specific projects that need to be implemented under each strategic areas in order to achieve the objectives and recommendations. So I'm going to turn it over to Sarmat Hussein and Zahid, who are going to walk us through the first element of the plan. Sarmat?
Thanks, Bahar. So the main objective of this area has been to develop relevant capacity, resources, and internet infrastructure in the region in a coordinated, comprehensive, and sustainable fashion, so that security and stability needs of DNS in the region can be addressed. As Bahar said, that we started at high-level goals, but eventually, through the process, came down to specific actions which we want to undertake over next 3 years, and then specifically during the next 1 year. And what I'm actually going to present is a subset of actions which we had decided. The details of those actions are given in reports which are published online. So these are the subset of actions which we are focusing on during the first year of this implementation strategy. So I'll talk about the first and the third, and then I'll request Zahid to come and comment on the second one. one of the key challenges which we thought and which needs to be addressed is to create awareness of DNS security and stability policy and practice. In addition to that, we also need to have concrete training on tools to assess the health of DNS by the people who are in the region. To enable that, basically what we are planning is two workshops, one within the first year, as it says, one in the second quarter and one in the fourth quarter, out of the multiple possibilities which we have, which include initial registry operations, advanced registry operations, and secure registry operations. The main, audience for these trainings are policymakers, law enforcement agencies, registries, and ISPs in the region, but also academia and other research organizations. Exact dates or exact partners are still being discussed, and those will be finalized over time. So very quickly to Zahid to
finish it once you're done. You can go to the next
slide. Okay. All right. So let's go forward, and Zahid will come back and talk about MLATs. One of the things which we want to do as far as technology is concerned is develop a regional task force to address some of the more urgent needs in this area. We want to focus on Arabic script, internationalized domain names through this task force. And the main focus of the task force is to look at more urgently, if you're aware, there's a call out for generation panels by the ICANN variant TLDs project. So there needs to be community, action to address, to develop a generation panel. So this one of the first things this task force will do is take up that task and develop a generation panel for submission to ICANN. This task force will also be looking at internationalized registration data aspects from the perspective of Arabic script, and also other issues which are generally applicable to universal acceptability of IDNs, Arabic script IDNs specifically, and their variants. We are also going to be doing general technical training in the area so that we can develop trainers who can then in turn go and do further trainings at national levels. These trainings will be focused on DNSSEC, RPKI, and IPv6, and we're planning to have at least two of these trainings in the first year, in first and third quarters. We are also looking forward to increasing the root server instances in the region and there are ongoing talks with the RIPE NCC and other stakeholders to enable that, and that's an ongoing activity which will hopefully result in some more instances of root server in the region over the next few years. So I'll now hand it to Zahid to talk about the MLAT conventions and creating awareness of them in the region.
Thank you, Sarmad. I surely cannot cover the technical aspects of security, so I'm grateful that you've given me the time for the legal side. The purpose of us including this in this section is a couple of things. It's not in any way inconsistent with what something ICANN is already doing in some ways. Jeff Moss's team with Dace Piscitello, especially, being engaged with the Commonwealth Cybercrime Initiative, being engaged in the Caribbean recently last year and doing initiatives with CCTLDs on the ground as partners to deliver trainings, workshops, awareness, and really sort of try and explain how to deal with these cybersecurity threats as well as from a technical perspective, are an ongoing process. What we thought, and this is why the Middle Eastern stakeholders working group thought that this would be a good idea, is that there's a lot of this work that needs to be done in the Middle Eastern context, and there are a lot of confusion. I come from Pakistan. I can tell you that there are a lot of things, like, you know, people are trying to block and filter the internet and other aspects, and sometimes we can get it, you know, get into a little trouble. And it's better to have a clear, defined input from ICANN and other technical organizations. Now, specifically in this area, there are once you have a cybersecurity threat, would you want to go that one extra step and say, well, do we want to prosecute and deter action? And the trouble is that a lot of times whatever you might do collaboratively, people, has doesn't necessarily have any basis in law. So many of the countries that don't have the legislation or the legislative capabilities can be assisted to develop those, one. Two, a lot of them don't have necessarily the bilateral or multilateral relationships with other countries or law enforcement to be able to actually cooperate. And so trying to basically help them in doing that, you know, there are conventions out there. The only one that I can think of at the moment is the Budapest Convention on Cybercrime and things of that nature that could also be part of this process. But it's important to also mention that this would not go beyond the scope of what it is that ICANN does as its core mission. It would basically be working with actors, et cetera, in that space. So when you get sort of really detailed and technical about, you know, conventions and stuff, that would be, you know, you'd call upon the convention to come and sort of assist, or if it gets to do to a stage where there needs to be a collaboration or negotiation of any sort of an MLAT, that's when, you know, ICANN can assist getting parties together to talk to each other. But creating the awareness in the workshops and doing trainings on the ground for this purpose for law enforcement, et cetera, how to do these things would be something that I think in that region would be well encouraged and welcome to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarmad. Thank you, Zahid. I'll now turn it over to Sophie, who is going to tell us more about domain name industry.
Thank you, Bahar. And indeed, the objective of ICANN's engagement in the Middle East for the domain name industry is to build the domain name industry in the region and strengthen the overall ecosystem. I think most of the focus of this particular activity or set of activities is to create awareness, to build capacity, to mentor participants, to facilitate collaboration. Before I get into the details of this particular activity, though, I just wanted to clarify or illustrate that I'm jumping into this part of the presentation not only to present these activities, but also to illustrate where and how the partnerships between ICANN and other stakeholders in the internet ecosystem can collaborate, can participate. So how there is the partnership between the different ISTAR organizations. We saw the successful partnership and collaboration only this week here in Durban on the DNS Forum, and we took that into the Middle Eastern strategy as well. We saw how the organizations pulled together and worked together to pull together this very successful and interesting workshop. First of all, thank you, ICANN. As the previous speaker also said, thank you for inviting the various stakeholders to, including ISOC, to participate in the Middle Eastern Working Group. I think it's very important to get the input and also to get your input to our own Middle Eastern strategy, which we are defining as well. And as you can see in this particular activities as well, You also have the ISOC chapters that are very active and that have actively contributed to defining the particular activities in the three areas being discussed. This area in particular is one where we envisage collaborating. There is one activity in particular that's very, very focused and upcoming in the near coming future. We envisage collaborating and bringing the DNS forum before the end of the year, thus my intervention here. And we look forward to working with you in all the activities across the three domains. So to come back to the slides, to come back to the matrix, as I said in previously, the focus is really partnering, collaborating, mentoring. The activities are to partner with the regional stakeholders and assist with the funding to conduct roadshows, workshops, seminars, and training programs on the registrar model, and provide the guidance and support to current ICANN-accredited registrars from the regions to address their sustainability issues. We also have partnering various activities within that. So one of the activities that we are envisaging is the DNS Forum, hopefully before the end of this year. Again, very structured, very similar to what you saw in the DNS Forum in the last week here in Durban. ISOC will collaborate with ICANN on this and possibly with other partners, and we're reaching out to stakeholders, the CCDLD registries, the registrars, the GTLD registries, ICANN-accredited registrars, so a whole range of participants and stakeholders that we aim to reach with this particular activity. We also aim to put into place two workshops focused on either the registry, registrar business models and trends, and the CCTLD operations, the ASI and the IDNs. Again, we envisage that this would be a collaboration. We would pull in ISOC Lebanon, the University of Engineering and Technology of Lahore. These are the potential partners that have said that they would be willing to consider working together on this. And again, looking at the different stakeholders, the stakeholders are similar to the DNS forum. With that, Bahar, I'd like to hand the floor back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sophie. Thank you very much. Fahad, are you still online?
Yeah, I'm online.
Okay. Can you go ahead with the next part?
Okay. Thank you, Bahar. So the third and final part of the strategy is going to talk about internet governance. The objective in discussing the internet governance ecosystem is to actually promote engagement and encourage participation of relevant stakeholders in relevant forums. Just a quick recap. Actually, the Arab IGF process, or let's say the first Arab IGF meeting convened in Kuwait City last October. This year is going to the second IGF meeting is going to take place in Algiers, the capital of Algeria, during the first week of October. And the first Arab IGF was actually a success. Being a member of the Arab Multi-Stakeholder Advisory Group, we did not expect such a success. So that's just a brief, a quick history of the Arab IGF process. In the implementation plan for year one, the group actually agreed to identify three main action items to focus on in an attempt to push the internet governance ecosystem concept, let's say, in the region. So one of the action items we are going to focus on is to complement, liaise with, and support existing internet governance mechanisms such as the Arab IGF. Another action item would be to develop and sponsor outreach programs and initiatives in partnership with national and regional stakeholders in order to stimulate interest and ensure effective participation in ICANN and internet governance forums. The third and final action item would be to develop and sponsor capacity-building programs to stimulate models for multi-stakeholder, bottom-up, consensus-driven policy development process. Now, in terms of the first action item, which is to complement and liaise and support existing internet governance mechanisms, our goal is to actually our main activity is to actually support the development of multi-stakeholder process in national and at national and regional levels, and we are targeting the first quarter of ICANN's fiscal year to fulfill this. Of course, our partners in this are going to be ISOC and ISOC Lebanon, and we are going to target all stakeholders. In terms of the second action item on developing and sponsoring outreach programs, we are going to focus on summer schools. We have the European Summer School on Internet Governance. We have the South Summer School on Internet Governance. So we, as a group, and in collaboration with the Arab IGF, agreed that having a Middle East Internet Governance Summer School would actually help push the concept of internet governance in the region. We are targeting the fourth quarter of the fiscal for this action, for this activity to take place, since we believe that there is a lot of preparations to be. There are a lot of preparations required. Not to mention that there are many stakeholders involved. Let's say potential partners involved. Mainly the Arab IGF, the ESQA, the Rise NCC, AFRINIC, Isaac Lebanon, and Google. And of course, we're targeting all stakeholders as usual. In terms of the third and final action on developing and sponsoring capacity building programs, I mean, we're talking here about various sorts of capacity building programs, whether face-to-face workshops, whether road shows, whether online training, and we could start working on, and we have plans on starting to work on it, as early as the second quarter of the year. Again, potential partners are the Arab IGF, the ESQA, Right NCC, AFRINIC, and ISOC. And of course, we're targeting all stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Fahd. Now, in terms of timeline, and as my colleagues have said, we plan a number of activities over the next year, which is again fiscal year 14, which begins July 1st, 2013. So it has already started. So Q1 is like July, August, September. Q2 is October through December, and so on. And there are a number of activities planned in each quarter, and then there are other activities that will be ongoing, like over the year, like increasing number of LRoot and promoting the hosting of LRoot instances. This is something that is ongoing. The IDN Regional Task Force is also an effort that is going to last for more than one or two quarters. Same for the train-the-trainer concept. So there are a number of projects that will continue over the year, and they may also continue over the next years. And again, one thing I want to emphasize is the fact that ICANN is not implementing this, as ICANN. This is a community effort. There are a number of, as you've seen in the presentation, a number of very committed partners that want to contribute to this effort from international organizations like ISOC and the regional internet registries, regional players in Pakistan, in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Qatar. So we are coordinating with them very, very closely, and especially in activities in relation to capacity building. This is an area where there have been many players in this field from the internet community, ISOC and the RIRs in particular. So we're coordinating with them very closely. And when, for instance, if we're talking about something in North Africa, so we're working closely with AFRINIC, and they indicated the type of activities and projects they're planning for this year, so we can sync together. As I said, the implementation plan has been posted online. Right now, and this is in terms of next steps, the strategy working group is discussing the specific actions we want to undertake in order to get things off the ground. The notion is that we're going to continue as a group to oversee the execution of the implementation plan, at least for the first year. And later on, if we realize that we need more of a structure way of doing things, like to monitor, to assess progress, to evaluate the matrix, because one of the embedded parts of this strategy was for each and every strategic area, there were a specific matrix by which we can measure progress and improvement. So if we realize down the road that, well, the bandwidth available for the group to follow up on the different activities is not enough to do the, you know, proper evaluation as well of the overall work, then we might think of, you know, expanding the group and, you know, calling for more people to join, or we might realize that we need a separate group to do the evaluation part. So this is something we'll continue as a group to discuss over the next few months. But for the time being, for year one, we're going to continue as one group on implementing this this plan. And we have an email if anyone wants to write any, you know, feedback or send us any comments, please have this email. It's meswg@icann.org. Just before we conclude, I'd like to ask my colleague Iftikhar if you want to add anything or if you have any comments.
Thank you, Behr, because I'm representing the government. We also need the support from the government, from the Middle East, especially regarding our action plan. And we also need support regarding the needs of the countries, regarding the, especially the DNS security and stability, internet governance ecosystem. Like we say that the IPv6, what are the current challenges on IPv6? Like in generally, there is lack of awareness. There are lack of regulations at the governments. We are also seek these comments, especially from the government sectors. Thank you, community and the government sector. Thank you.
Thank you, Iftikhar. Are there any questions or comments? Any feedback, any criticism? Sammy, please, go ahead. Do we have a mic?
Not really.
If not, you can come over to our table and use this one. I think we can use this mic.
Testing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Behr, for the presentation. And I think it's a good opportunity to be here to see the update on the plan.
Just for the record, can you introduce yourself?
Yes,
thank you.
I'm Sami Saleh. I'm from the Telecom Regulator of Sudan. So I have just a few issues, three, and I think it's all in coming in one title. We here talk about engagement. So, and looking to the whole, I think in our region, frankly, we didn't trust working with ICANN. In Sudan, we have this issue, and I think in our region, we also have the same issue. You, as ICANN, have to build this trust-ship relation. I can't give you hints. You have to maybe implement project. You have to make successful studies. You have to make a round among those countries just to confine them to join in this. I think it's helpful strategy, but you have to confine people to work with you. In capacity building, in Sudan, we start working with the IPv6, with collaboration with the AFRINIC, with the ITU, with the other institute. We got far as we go to Malaysia to bring a training material from NAF6 from University of Malaysia. We didn't think about ICANN because the same problem. I think we do a good steps toward IPv6. We have a lab. We have more than 350 participants on our training. We have more than 8 engineers that are trained as the trainers, and they provide the courses. And recently, we contacted the ITU to just to organize the IPv6 training session in Sudan for the for our neighbor. I mean, African and the Arab state region. And I think we can start cooperating with ICANN by offering our lab, our facilities to be under your service. We need fellowships. I talked with you about the problem we had for fellowship for the Sudanese from ICANN. I don't know what you can do regarding this. Is it under your capacity as a vice VP for our region? We need to rebuild this trust or build it from scratch, because I never heard about cooperation between my country and your organization. So I think this is help. We can do a good steps. Just concentrate on implementing a project in our region and make a successful story and hopefully this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sami. That's very useful. Let me try to react to some of the points you mentioned, and then I'm sure my colleagues will also have something to add. On the engagement part and talking about the region as a whole, I agree with you. I mean, we need to do more. We need to do better. And this was one of the key drivers behind this whole work. I mean, people, when we started talking to people back in October last year, when we had the Arab IGF in Kuwait, and then we followed up in several other meetings, main feedback is that, well, ICANN is not doing enough, so you need to do more. And then we, you know, started this effort. Now, this is not going to be the end of the journey. I mean, the strategy or the implementation plan is not going to solve everything. And also, ICANN alone cannot do everything. Not only we need partnership with our, you know, global leaders like ISOC and others, but we also need partners from the region to work with, from different stakeholders. And I think your proposal about the IPv6 lab is a very good one. On the fellowship issue, I only knew about it here in Durban when you brought it up to me, and I took note of it. I sent an email to my colleagues, and I'll get back to you on this thing. Again, one of the main activities of this plan is to try to not as ICANN, to be honest, but again as community members, to try to encourage more participation in the fellowship program, try to stimulate opportunities of fellowships, try to get people to learn about ICANN, so when we get the pool of candidates for fellowships, we can see a pool of good and qualified candidates from the region as well. I'll check if my colleagues have anything to add.
Daher, can I make a comment, please?
Sure, go ahead, Fahd.
Okay, so in reply to the gentleman's inquiry about the fellowship issue, and I'm speaking in my capacity as a member of the ICANN Fellowship Selection Committee. We do not have issues when in selecting fellows. We do not look at issues such as which country they come from, or from what region they represent, or who are the employers, or what is the status of their country with the Western powers, or stuff like that. We evaluate applications based on what the application contains. We are five members of the selection committee. And, of course, we received a huge number of applications, and we are restricted. And, of course, the ICANN has a certain budget to, I believe, bring in like 25 participants. So, for example, when evaluating the fellowship round for Durban, we had 98 applications, and I believe 25 were chosen. Looking at Beijing, for example, we had 204 applications, and 25 were accepted. Okay, in accepting, I think there's some echo.
Fahd, we can still hear you.
Okay, so in selecting fellows, we look at regions and we try to create a balance in terms of regions and in terms of gender. I can also remember that from past fellowship rounds, and I wasn't a member of the selection committee at that time, we did have a couple of colleagues from Sudan attending the fellowship program, and so I'm really not sure. In what way can the fellowship committee assist Sudan in having more fellows on the fellowship program? It's a little bit confusing to me, actually.
Okay, thank you, Fahd. I think just to clarify, the specific case that Sami was referring to with regard to the fellowship program, there was an accepted fellow from Sudan for the Durban meeting, and he was accepted, and then he was requested to defer to the next ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires for reasons that I'm not sure whether they were clarified or not. So this is what I heard from Sami, and this is what I took note of, and I'm going to, you know, investigate with the people in charge of this program in ICANN and get back to him. So this is the case or the specific example he was referring to in this case. But as you said, it's true that in the past we had fellows from Sudan in very different meetings. But I'll get back to Sami on this specific case. Are there any other comments or questions? Go ahead.
On. Yes, it is. Hi, my name is Farzan Abadi. I'm an ICANN fellow. And my question is that, so we have the Middle East, and region-wise, what do you define as Middle East? Which countries do they cover? Because I can see Pakistan here, and Pakistan, and by some definition, is not Middle East. And if you are going to cover more countries, then maybe a change in the title. Or also, maybe we can include Afghanistan in that way. Thank you.
This is a good question. Again, without going into the details of the ICANN regional, thing, but let me tell you. Middle East is not one of the five ICANN's regions. However, it's one of the, from administrative point of view, it's one of the regions that we as staff are serving. So we have Asia Pacific as part of the larger Asia. We have Russia and some of the adjoining countries as part of, this part of Eastern Europe. We have Middle East, we have Caribbean as part of Latin America and Caribbean and all this. So this is the region I've been responsible for the past 7 years. It actually includes countries from Egypt all the way to Pakistan and Afghanistan, including Iran and the rest of Arab countries in the Asian part, not in Africa. Now, when we started this work, one of the comments or feedback we got from people in the community was that ICANN should include North Africa in this strategy. You can't go and talk about strategy in the Middle East, including some Arab countries, and not including the rest. So even though North Africa is still part of Africa, as far as ICANN's regions is concerned, but North Africa was part of this strategy as well. When we started the work, some working group members, they noted the same thing. I mean, they had the same comment. And there was a suggestion, and that was clearly stated in the strategy document, that we call the region Middle East and adjoining countries. Okay? So even though it doesn't appear in this presentation, it was stated very clearly in the document that it's Middle East and adjoining countries.
You have a remote question. This is from Celia Lerman of the Latin American E-Commerce Institute. Just to understand the strategy better, what is the total term for implementation? Is it 1 year only or longer as the other regional strategies, Latin America, Caribbean, Africa? I'd be grateful if you could briefly tell us a bit more on why this strategy is centered on engagement mostly as compared to the other strategies. Does the strategy have a more limited mandate or just a more limited title?
Okay, I can take part of this. So its strategy is a three-year strategy, and we're going to implement it over the 3 years. Today we're talking about implementation plan for year one. You know, in probably 10 months from now, we will have the implementation plan for year two and so on and so forth. On the why the strategy is mainly focusing on engagement, again, this was, you know, the working group's sort of input and feedback. So maybe I'd like to hear from them if there were specific reasons why they focused mainly on engagement, though I could also note that there were a couple of more projects, like, you know, the IDN regional task force that actually goes beyond engagement. But does anyone want to comment?
I think it's very important to reiterate something that was said earlier. This is not an ICANN strategy. This is a community strategy of independent actors who are getting together, and they're being facilitated by ICANN. So it necessarily does not conform to the sort of, you know, processes necessarily that ICANN has internally or dictated to. So that's one of the reasons. Second, we're sort of taking baby steps. In fact, we had a conversation yesterday where the idea was that this first year would be sort of like a pilot project. There's a lot that we need to do to reach out to people, to do outreach, to do a few projects, and that will give us better understanding of what we need to do as a strategy in, say, year two or year three. So that's why I don't think we're sort of trying to come up with a three-year strategy immediately and crystallize it.
Any other comments? I can see none. Okay, so I'd like to thank you very much for coming. I'd like to thank my panelists, those who are in the room and also those who are remote. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.